Being a business owner feels like a series of tests and reboots on repeat. Over the 11 years I've been running my business, my service offerings and digital products have changed so many times as my client base evolves and as my clients' needs change. And it's just been a combination of fun and fear. Fun, because it's always great learning new things from technology, programs, and strategies. And fear of getting it right, making it work, and ensuring that my clients continually benefit. And here I am once again at a crossroad. Here is the latest mistake I'm trying to correct right now. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. A few years ago, a client I'd been working with one-on-one for some time came to me to ask whether I had an additional program that they could purchase, that they could upskill themselves in their own time on knowing their numbers in general. At that time, I didn't really have any digital products in my catalogue of offerings, but it gave rise to my idea of an all-encompassing Know Your Numbers online course. Not only did it give rise to the idea, but it was the catalyst for getting the idea off the ground. The course was developed and sold. I sold a few of them and it seemed to have worked well. So I left the course open for those that wanted it anytime, they could just go in and purchase it. Until I stumbled upon a digital course about developing digital courses. Whilst I know I had the right idea and the content was perfect for the course itself, it was important to me to ensure that I continued to learn from those before me, to get this experience and my course right for my students. There was so much to take in, and it really opened my eyes to so much of the digital course world that I had no idea about. The things that were important, those that made a difference to the experience, and it had me thinking a lot about my own Know Your Numbers course. In particular, the learning experience of it all. The content I knew was right, as I mentioned before. The resources that came with it all made sense and supported the course content. And it provided clear transformation for my students. But what became glaringly obvious was that there was no real support. Sure, I had a chat function if questions were needed to be asked. I provided a contact email so that students could send through any queries they had. I thought I had all the things, but no. The thing I missed the most when it came to developing this online course was that those taking on this course needed more than just video trainings, more than just downloadable resources. They actually needed me too. Definitely the missing ingredient. What was I thinking? I actually should have known better. I'd been coaching clients for years, and the one thing they valued most was the time we spent together. They felt connected, supported, and looked forward to our sessions because it gave them that contact point, that level of accountability. And here I was thinking that an online course would just work standalone. And to make matters worse, let's face it, whilst we can all agree the content was important, it certainly isn't entertaining by any stretch of the imagination. And the reality is, those that get the most out of anything do so when habits, good habits, are formed. In the area of our business numbers, this rings even more true. Numbers aren't the sexy part of running a business, but provide the most insight into the future of the business. So the importance is on developing good habits to ensure the follow-through. And here I am providing a standalone course, leaving students to their own devices. That's online Course Failure 101. So I've put the course on hold until I'm able to figure this out in a way that makes the most sense and to ensure that every student gets the most out of it. As it is such a big course, I thought I would develop a smaller course that included this component and see how that would run. The premise would be to launch at least 3 times a year and run for 7 weeks at a time. 5 of those weeks would be of content and 2 of accountability. Keeping accountability and forming good habits top of mind, this became a catalyst for my small business cash flow course. So into the trenches I went and developed the most transformative cash flow course of its kind. And I am so proud of it. Launch one did really well. Again, with the best feedback coming from the fact that I had a weekly live component, which consisted of both trainings about the weekly topic or course content, alongside a solid Q&A session open to all students. I'll admit, I actually got a lot out of these sessions too. You see, the biggest kick I got out of it was being there for my students and going through the motions with them. Then the 7 weeks came and went. News of positive transformations were flowing through, and this filled my heart. I knew I'd done something right. But there was still something missing for me. And it has taken me so long to work out what that gap was. I keep coming back to habit and support. So here I find myself, after my second launch, at another crossroad. I want to provide more lives, more support to those taking the course, to those that are going through the motions. I'm passionate about the habit forming and the process staying firm. Therefore, I just knew in my heart that 7 weeks wasn't enough. So here I am, questioning it all over again and working through the process of once again developing the right service or product in this case to suit my students. This is where I've made yet another mistake in my original idea. This support shouldn't stop at 7 weeks. So back to the drawing board I've gone. And here's what I've come up with. In my next launch, which incidentally is on the 5th of September, I'm going to be offering my students a membership opportunity to extend the support at a real cost-effective price point that provides them with live connection, additional resources, and continued support to ensure the long-term success of the financial foundations that they've developed during the course. And I think this time I have it right. I feel good about not just leaving them after 7 weeks. The combination of a kick-ass cash flow course with the right support of a financial coach in their corner monthly to ensure that they continue to reach their cash flow goals and then some. The funny thing is, as I go through these motions, even right now, I just know that I'm probably not going to stop at this in terms of the changes I'm going to make to my next launch. And the beauty in this is that any student that has already purchased the course will get all these options as well, because the course has lifetime access. That certainly was one thing that I was certain about when I launched the course the first time. Hell, you know what? I'm likely to make the course self-paced at some point, meaning that instead of getting the content drip-fed from week to week, one can access all the information and go through it at their own pace. Perhaps I'll even have variations to the offering. Oh my gosh, the options. Oh, the mistakes I'm making, I know. But they certainly have me thinking. If you are listening to this and you have any thoughts, please don't hesitate to drop me a line. I'm always learning, and I love to hear from those that have an opinion on these types of things. In addition, if you'd like to know more about the next launch and the format in which I finally settle on, be sure to join my email community. They hear it first and often get the best deals when I launch something new. I'll pop a link in the show notes so that you can join me there. In addition, there will be waitlist links for both the Know Your Numbers and the Small Business Cashflow course if you'd like to join those waitlists. I know these mistakes won't be my last, but I take them all on board and know that at the end of the day, they create forward motion for my business. They create perfect strategies in the end and bring to life some of the most amazing products, services, and strategies that I've ever developed. Whilst I walk into them in fear of getting it wrong, I do so knowing that it's the same fear that perfects them, and that's nothing to be scared of. So stay tuned, my friend, as I lean into the fun of getting it right. And whatever you're doing today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.